The Mindful Way Workbook, an 8-week program to free yourself from depression and emotional distress. By John Teasdale, Mark Williams, and Zindel Siegel. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Mindful Way Workbook, an 8-week program to free yourself from depression and emotional distress, is a book written by John Teasdale, Mark Williams, and Zindel Siegel. The authors are all experts in the field of mindfulness-based cognitive therapy, MBCT. This workbook provides an 8-week program that helps readers free themselves from depression and emotional distress. It combines traditional cognitive behavioral techniques with mindful awareness practices to help people break out of their negative thought patterns. The book begins by introducing the concept of mindfulness and how it can be used as a tool for managing difficult emotions. It then explains how MBCT works, including its 4 core components: recognizing when one is caught up in unhelpful thinking, learning to observe thoughts without judgment, developing self-compassion, and cultivating acceptance. The authors provide exercises throughout the book that help readers practice these skills. In addition to providing guidance on how to use MBCT, the authors also discuss common obstacles that may arise during treatment, such as fear or resistance. They offer strategies for overcoming these challenges so that readers can make progress towards their goals. Throughout the workbook, there are helpful tips on how to stay motivated while working through difficult emotions. At the end of each chapter, there are reflection questions designed to help readers reflect on what they have learned and apply it in their own lives. Additionally, there are audio recordings available online which guide listeners through various meditations related to MBCT principles. Overall, the Mindful Way Workbook provides an accessible introduction into using mindfulness-based cognitive therapy as a way of managing depression and other forms of emotional distress. Through this 8-week program filled with practical exercises and reflections questions, readers will gain insight into their own thought patterns while learning valuable tools for dealing with difficult emotions. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Mindfulness. Mindfulness is a practice of being aware of the present moment and accepting it without judgment. It can help to reduce depression and emotional distress by allowing us to observe our thoughts and feelings without getting caught up in them. Main idea number 2. Self-compassion. Self-compassion is an important part of mindfulness and involves being kind and understanding to ourselves when we experience difficult emotions. It can help us to be more accepting of our emotions and to move through them with greater ease. Main idea number 3. Cognitive restructuring. Cognitive restructuring is a technique used to challenge and change negative thought patterns. It involves recognizing and questioning our thoughts in order to gain a more balanced perspective. Main idea number 4. Acceptance. Acceptance is an important part of mindfulness and involves accepting our thoughts and feelings without judgment. It can help us to be more aware of our emotions and to move through them with greater ease. Main idea number 5. Self-awareness. Self-awareness is the practice of being aware of our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. It can help us to recognize our patterns of thinking and behaving and to make changes if necessary. Main idea number 6. Emotional regulation. Emotional regulation is the practice of managing our emotions in a healthy way. It involves recognizing our emotions and learning how to respond to them in a constructive manner. Main idea number 7. Stress management. Stress management is the practice of managing our stress levels in a healthy way. It involves recognizing our stress triggers and learning how to respond to them in a constructive manner. Main idea number 8. Mindful eating. Mindful eating is the practice of being aware of our eating habits and making conscious choices about what we eat. It can help us to be more aware of our eating patterns and to make healthier choices. Main idea number 9. Mindful movement. Mindful movement is the practice of being aware of our body and making conscious choices about how we move. It can help us to be more aware of our physical activity and to make healthier choices. Main idea number 10. Mindful communication. Mindful communication is the practice of being aware of our communication patterns and making conscious choices about how we communicate. It can help us to be more aware of our communication patterns and to make healthier choices. Main idea number 11. Self-care. Self-care is the practice of taking care of ourselves in a healthy way. It involves recognizing our needs and learning how to meet them in a constructive manner. Main idea number 12. Positive thinking. Positive thinking is the practice of focusing on the positive aspects of life. It can help us to be more aware of our thoughts and to make healthier choices. Main idea number 13. Gratitude. Gratitude is the practice of being thankful for the good things in life. It can help us to be more aware of our thoughts and to make healthier choices. Main idea number 14. Problem solving. Problem solving is the practice of identifying and addressing problems in a constructive manner. It can help us to be more aware of our thoughts and to make healthier choices. Main idea number 15. Self-reflection. Self-reflection is the practice of reflecting on our thoughts and behaviors. It can help us to be more aware of our patterns of thinking and behaving and to make changes if necessary. Main idea number 16. Relaxation. Relaxation is the practice of calming the body and mind. It can help us to be more aware of our thoughts and to make healthier choices. Main idea number 17. Interpersonal skills. Interpersonal skills are the practice of interacting with others in a healthy way. It can help us to be more aware of our communication patterns and to make healthier choices. Main idea number 18. Coping skills. Coping skills are the practice of managing difficult emotions in a healthy way. It can help us to be more aware of our emotions and to move through them with greater ease. Main idea number 19. Self-esteem. Self-esteem is the practice of having a positive view of oneself. It can help us to be more aware of our thoughts and to make healthier choices. Main idea number 20. Goal setting. Goal setting is the practice of setting and working towards achievable goals. It can help us to be more aware of our thoughts and to make healthier choices. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Mindfulness is a practice of being aware of the present moment and accepting it without judgment. It involves paying attention to our thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations in an open and non-judgmental way. This can help us to become more aware of how we are feeling in any given moment, allowing us to respond rather than react to situations. Mindfulness can also help us to recognize patterns in our thinking that may be contributing to depression or emotional distress. By practicing mindfulness regularly, we can learn how to observe our thoughts and feelings without getting caught up in them. We can begin to see them as passing mental events rather than facts about ourselves or the world around us. This helps us gain perspective on difficult emotions so that they don't take over our lives. Mindfulness also encourages self-compassion by helping us accept ourselves with kindness even when we are struggling. Mindfulness has been shown through research studies to reduce symptoms of depression and anxiety as well as improve overall well-being. It is a powerful tool for managing stress and improving emotional regulation skills, which can lead to greater resilience during challenging times. Main idea number 2. Self-compassion is an important part of mindfulness and involves being kind and understanding to ourselves when we experience difficult emotions. It can help us to be more accepting of our emotions, rather than judging or criticizing them. Self-compassion also encourages us to take a step back from the emotion and observe it without getting caught up in it. This allows us to gain perspective on the situation, which can help us move through it with greater ease. When practicing self-compassion, we should remember that everyone experiences difficult emotions at times. This is part of being human. We should strive to treat ourselves as kindly as we would treat a friend who was going through something similar. We can do this by speaking gently to ourselves, offering words of comfort and reassurance, and reminding ourselves that these feelings are temporary. It's also important not to get stuck in rumination or wallowing in negative thoughts about our circumstances. Instead, focus on what you need right now, whether that's taking some time for yourself or reaching out for support from others, and practice self-care activities such as yoga or meditation. Main idea number 3. Cognitive restructuring is a powerful tool for managing negative thoughts and emotions. It involves recognizing our thought patterns, questioning them, and then replacing them with more balanced perspectives. This process can help us to gain insight into our own thinking processes and how they affect our moods and behavior. By challenging the accuracy of our thoughts, we can begin to see things in a different light. The first step in cognitive restructuring is to identify any negative or irrational beliefs that may be influencing your thinking. Once these have been identified, you can start to challenge them by asking yourself questions such as, "Is this really true?" or, "What evidence do I have that supports this belief?" You can also look at alternative ways of looking at the situation. What would happen if you looked at it from another perspective? Once you have challenged your beliefs, it is important to replace them with more positive ones. This could involve coming up with new interpretations of events or situations which are more realistic and helpful. For example, instead of telling yourself, "I always fail," when faced with a difficult task, try saying something like, "I am capable of succeeding if I put in enough effort." By using cognitive restructuring techniques regularly over time, it is possible to develop healthier thought patterns which will lead to improved mental health and well-being. Main idea number 4. Acceptance is an essential part of mindfulness and involves allowing ourselves to experience our thoughts and feelings without judgment. It helps us to become more aware of our emotions, so that we can move through them with greater ease. Acceptance does not mean that we have to agree with or approve of the thoughts and feelings we are experiencing. Rather, it means that we acknowledge their presence in a non-judgmental way. This allows us to be present with whatever arises within us without getting caught up in trying to change it or push it away. When practicing acceptance, it is important to remember that all emotions are valid and should be respected. We may not like certain emotions such as fear or sadness, but they still deserve our attention and understanding. By accepting these difficult emotions instead of pushing them away, we can learn how best to manage them when they arise. Practicing acceptance also helps us cultivate self-compassion by recognizing the common humanity in all experiences, both positive and negative. When faced with challenging situations or uncomfortable feelings, self-compassion encourages us to treat ourselves kindly instead of harshly judging ourselves for feeling this way. Main idea number 5. Self-awareness is an important part of living a mindful life. It involves being aware of our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors in order to better understand ourselves and make changes if necessary. Self-awareness can help us recognize patterns of thinking or behavior that may be contributing to depression or emotional distress. By becoming more aware of these patterns, we can begin to take steps towards making positive changes in our lives. The practice of self-awareness also helps us become more attuned to the present moment. We can learn how to observe our thoughts without judgment and accept them for what they are, just passing mental events that come and go like clouds in the sky. This allows us to gain insight into why we think or act certain ways so that we can make conscious choices about how we want to respond. Finally, self-awareness gives us the opportunity to cultivate compassion for ourselves as well as others. When we become aware of our own struggles with depression or emotional distress, it becomes easier for us to empathize with those who are going through similar experiences. Main idea number 6. Emotional regulation is an important skill to have in order to lead a healthy and balanced life. It involves recognizing our emotions, understanding why we feel the way we do, and learning how to respond in a constructive manner. This can be done through various techniques such as mindfulness meditation, cognitive restructuring, relaxation exercises, journaling, or talking with a trusted friend or therapist. By practicing these skills regularly, we can learn how to better manage our emotions so that they don't become overwhelming or cause us distress. The Mindful Way Workbook provides an 8-week program designed specifically for those struggling with depression and emotional distress. The program includes guided meditations and activities that help you develop your emotional regulation skills by teaching you how to recognize your thoughts and feelings without judgment, identify triggers of negative emotion, practice self-compassion, cultivate positive emotions, create healthier relationships with yourself and others, increase resilience when faced with difficult situations, and ultimately free yourself from depression. Main idea number 7. Stress management is an important part of maintaining our mental and physical health. It involves recognizing the signs of stress, understanding its causes, and learning how to effectively manage it. This can include developing healthy coping strategies such as relaxation techniques, exercise, mindfulness meditation, journaling, or talking with a friend or therapist. It also involves identifying our stress triggers and learning how to respond to them in a constructive manner. This could involve changing our environment or lifestyle habits that may be contributing to our stress levels. Additionally, we can learn how to better communicate with others so that we are able to express ourselves more clearly and resolve conflicts in healthier ways. Finally, it's important for us to take time out for ourselves each day by engaging in activities that bring us joy and help us relax. Whether this means taking a walk outside or reading a book before bedtime, these small moments of self-care can make all the difference when it comes to managing our stress levels. Main idea number 8. Mindful eating is a practice that encourages us to be aware of our eating habits and make conscious choices about what we eat. It involves paying attention to the food we are consuming, noticing its taste, texture, smell, and appearance. We can also pay attention to how our body feels before, during, and after eating. Mindful eating helps us become more aware of our physical hunger cues so that we can better understand when it's time to stop or continue eating. By being mindful while we eat, we can learn to recognize when certain foods make us feel good or bad. This awareness allows us to make healthier choices in terms of both nutrition and portion size. Additionally, mindful eating helps reduce stress by allowing us the opportunity for self-reflection as well as providing an escape from everyday worries. Finally, mindful eating encourages gratitude for the food on our plate by helping us appreciate all aspects of it, from where it came from and who prepared it to how much effort went into making it available for consumption. By taking this moment each day to be grateful for what sustains us physically and emotionally, mindfulness becomes part of every meal. Main idea number 9. Mindful movement is a practice that encourages us to be aware of our body and the way we move. It helps us to become more conscious of our physical activity, allowing us to make healthier choices about how we use our bodies. Mindful movement can help us to recognize when we are engaging in activities that may not be beneficial for our health or well-being, such as sitting for too long or overexerting ourselves. By being mindful of how we move, we can learn to listen to what our body needs and adjust accordingly. Mindful movement also allows us to connect with ourselves on a deeper level. We can pay attention to the sensations in different parts of the body while moving and notice any areas where tension might be held. This awareness gives us an opportunity to release any built-up stress or anxiety through gentle stretching or other forms of exercise. By practicing mindful movement regularly, it becomes easier for us to stay present in each moment and appreciate all aspects of life, including physical activity, in a more meaningful way. Main idea number 10. Mindful communication is a practice that encourages us to be aware of our communication patterns and make conscious choices about how we communicate. It involves being mindful of the words we use, the tone in which we speak, and the body language we display when communicating with others. By becoming more aware of these aspects of our communication, we can better understand how our words and actions affect those around us. We can also learn to recognize when certain behaviors are unhelpful or even harmful. Mindful communication helps us become more self-aware by recognizing our own triggers for negative emotions such as anger or frustration. This awareness allows us to take steps towards managing these feelings before they lead to destructive behavior. Additionally, it enables us to identify potential sources of conflict within conversations so that they can be addressed in a constructive manner. Finally, mindful communication helps build stronger relationships by allowing us to listen actively and respond thoughtfully rather than react impulsively. When practiced regularly, this type of mindful dialogue creates an environment where both parties feel heard and respected while fostering mutual understanding. Main idea number 11. Self-care is an important part of maintaining our mental and physical health. It involves taking the time to recognize our needs, both physical and emotional, and learning how to meet them in a constructive way. This can include activities such as getting enough sleep, eating healthy foods, exercising regularly, engaging in relaxation techniques like yoga or meditation, spending time with friends and family members who support us emotionally, setting boundaries for ourselves when needed, seeking professional help if necessary, and more. Self-care also means being mindful of our thoughts and feelings so that we can identify any negative patterns that may be contributing to depression or other forms of emotional distress. The Mindful Way Workbook provides an 8-week program designed to help readers free themselves from depression and emotional distress through self-care practices. The book includes exercises for developing mindfulness skills such as observing one's thoughts without judgment, recognizing unhelpful thinking patterns, cultivating compassion towards oneself, managing difficult emotions, improving communication skills, building resilience against stressors, creating meaningful connections with others, finding purpose in life, and more. By committing to regular self-care practices over the course of 8 weeks or longer, readers will learn how to better manage their moods while gaining insight into their own thought processes. With this newfound understanding comes greater control over one's emotions, allowing individuals to live a happier life overall. Main idea number 12. Positive thinking is a powerful tool that can help us to create more meaningful and fulfilling lives. It involves recognizing our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors in order to make conscious choices about how we want to live. Positive thinking helps us to focus on the good things in life rather than dwelling on negative experiences or worrying about what might happen in the future. When we practice positive thinking, it can lead to improved mental health and well-being. We become more aware of our own strengths and weaknesses, allowing us to take action towards achieving our goals. Additionally, positive thinking can reduce stress levels by helping us stay focused on solutions instead of problems. By practicing positive thinking regularly, we can learn how to better manage difficult emotions such as anger or fear. This allows us to be more resilient when faced with challenging situations or setbacks. Furthermore, engaging in positive self-talk helps boost confidence and self-esteem, which are essential for leading a happy life. Main idea number 13. Gratitude is an important practice that can help us to be more mindful of our thoughts and emotions. It involves recognizing the good things in life, no matter how small they may seem. When we take time to appreciate what we have, it helps us to focus on the positive aspects of our lives rather than dwelling on negative ones. Practicing gratitude can also lead to healthier choices as it encourages us to recognize and savor moments of joy or contentment. The Mindful Way Workbook provides a comprehensive 8-week program for freeing ourselves from depression and emotional distress through mindfulness practices such as meditation, body awareness exercises, journaling, and cultivating gratitude. Through this program, we learn how to become aware of our thoughts without judgment or criticism so that we can better manage difficult emotions like sadness or anger. By taking time each day for self-reflection and appreciation, we are able to cultivate a sense of gratitude which can help us cope with stressors in life more effectively. Gratitude allows us to recognize the beauty in everyday moments while also providing perspective when faced with challenging situations. Main idea number 14. Problem solving is an important skill to have in order to effectively manage our emotions and make healthy decisions. It involves recognizing a problem, understanding the underlying causes of it, and then taking action to address it. Problem solving can help us become more aware of our thoughts and feelings so that we can better understand why we are feeling a certain way or making certain choices. By being mindful of our thoughts and feelings, we can identify patterns that may be contributing to the problem at hand. When engaging in problem solving, it's important to take into account both short-term solutions as well as long-term strategies for addressing the issue. Short-term solutions might include things like talking with someone about your concerns or taking some time away from a stressful situation. Longer-term strategies could involve developing new coping skills or seeking professional help if needed. Ultimately, problem-solving requires patience and practice but can be incredibly helpful in managing difficult emotions. Main idea number 15. Self-reflection is an important tool for personal growth and development. It allows us to take a step back from our lives and examine our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors in order to gain insight into ourselves. Through self-reflection, we can identify areas of improvement or potential growth, as well as recognize patterns that may be holding us back from achieving our goals. Self-reflection also helps us become more mindful of the present moment by allowing us to observe how we are feeling without judgment or criticism. The practice of self-reflection can help reduce stress levels by providing clarity on what needs to change in order for us to reach our desired outcomes. Additionally, it can provide motivation when faced with difficult tasks or decisions because it encourages thoughtful consideration rather than rash action. Finally, self-reflection gives us the opportunity to learn from past experiences so that we can make better choices going forward. Main idea number 16. Relaxation is an important part of self-care and can help us to reduce stress, anxiety, and depression. It involves taking time out from our busy lives to focus on calming the body and mind. Relaxation techniques such as deep breathing, progressive muscle relaxation, guided imagery, yoga, or Tai Chi can be used to relax both the body and mind. These activities can help us become more aware of our thoughts and feelings so that we are better able to make healthier choices. The Mindful Way Workbook provides an 8-week program designed to free ourselves from depression and emotional distress through mindfulness practices such as meditation, mindful movement exercises, journaling activities, cognitive restructuring strategies, lifestyle changes for improved sleep hygiene and nutrition habits. By engaging in these practices regularly over a period of time, we can learn how to respond differently when faced with difficult emotions or situations. We may find that by being mindful of our thoughts, we are better able to manage them without getting overwhelmed or stuck in negative patterns. Main idea number 17. Interpersonal skills are essential for successful communication and relationships. They involve the ability to understand, empathize with, and respond appropriately to others. This includes being able to listen actively, express yourself clearly, resolve conflicts constructively, and maintain healthy boundaries. Developing strong interpersonal skills can help us build meaningful connections with those around us. The Mindful Way Workbook provides an 8-week program that helps readers develop their interpersonal skills in order to free themselves from depression and emotional distress. Through a combination of mindfulness practices such as meditation and self-reflection exercises, readers learn how to become more aware of their thoughts and feelings so they can better manage them in difficult situations. Additionally, the book offers guidance on how to communicate effectively with others by developing empathy and understanding. By learning these important interpersonal skills through the Mindful Way Workbook's 8-week program, readers will be able to create healthier relationships both within themselves as well as with those around them. Main idea number 18. Coping skills are an important part of managing difficult emotions in a healthy way. They can help us to become more aware of our feelings and to better understand how they affect us. By learning coping skills, we can learn how to manage our emotions in a constructive manner, rather than letting them take control of our lives. The Mindful Way Workbook provides an 8-week program that helps readers free themselves from depression and emotional distress by teaching them effective coping strategies. Through this program, readers will gain insight into their own thoughts and feelings as well as develop the ability to recognize when their emotions are getting out of hand. Additionally, the book offers practical exercises for developing mindfulness techniques such as meditation and breathing exercises, which can be used to reduce stress levels. By using these tools, readers will be able to identify triggers for negative emotions before they spiral out of control and find ways to cope with those feelings in healthier ways. The Mindful Way Workbook is an invaluable resource for anyone looking for guidance on how best to manage difficult emotions. Main idea number 19. Self-esteem is an important part of our overall well-being. It helps us to recognize our strengths and weaknesses, and to make decisions that are in line with our values. Self-esteem also allows us to be more confident in ourselves and better able to handle difficult situations. When we have a positive view of ourselves, it can help us feel more secure and less anxious about the future. The Mindful Way Workbook provides an 8-week program for developing self-esteem. This program includes activities such as mindful meditation, journaling, self-reflection exercises, and cognitive restructuring techniques. Through these activities, individuals can learn how to identify their core beliefs about themselves and challenge any negative thoughts or feelings they may have about themselves. By engaging in this 8-week program, individuals can gain insight into their own thought patterns and behaviors so that they can begin making healthier choices for themselves. With increased self-awareness comes greater confidence in oneself, which leads to improved mental health outcomes such as reduced stress levels, improved moods, increased motivation levels, better relationships with others, etc. Main idea number 20. Goal setting is an important part of living a mindful life. It helps us to focus on what we want to achieve and gives us the motivation to take action towards our goals. By setting achievable goals, we can create a sense of purpose in our lives and work towards something that will bring us satisfaction and joy. When it comes to goal setting, it's important to be realistic about what you can accomplish in a given amount of time. Break down your larger goals into smaller steps so that they are more manageable and easier for you to track your progress along the way. This will help keep you motivated as you move closer towards achieving your desired outcome. It's also helpful to have someone else hold you accountable for reaching your goals. Having an accountability partner or group can provide support when times get tough and remind you why it's worth pushing through any obstacles that come up along the way. Finally, remember that goal setting isn't just about achieving success, it's also about learning from failure when things don't go according to plan. Don't be afraid of making mistakes, use them as opportunities for growth instead. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.